here would like to see one of those this week? Hey, I'd take one. Hallelujah. And, you know, I always say I'd love to see an angel, but not on the way to the washroom in the middle of the night. I'd like it a little friendlier atmosphere. And but there are things in heaven we have no idea about, and things that men haven't seen. And Ezekiel was seeing some things here, and it was among the captives. Hallelujah. That was the awesome thing. You know, they were in captivity, and God was there. He came as a whirlwind, and he doesn't abandon his prodigals. Praise God. And, you know, the Hebrew Commonwealth had a peculiar, it's a peculiar institution, actually, and it's founded on a special covenant between God and Abraham. Hallelujah. And as long as they fulfilled the conditions of the covenant, they were under this peculiar protection of Jehovah. But when they stopped serving the Lord and turned away from him, they come out from under the benefits that God had for them. Hallelujah. And so this is the position that they were in. Hallelujah. I want to read some more about this wonderful vision that Ezekiel was having, chapter 6. You got chapter 6 to 13 there for us? Now, these are the four living creatures that had come out of the whirlwind. Amen. Each one had four faces. So they're a little different than us. We only get one face. And each one had four wings. And their legs were straight. I mean, does that mean they had no kneecaps? I'm not sure. But it sounds like that. And their feet were like the soles of calf's feet. So they were different than man's feet. They had the feet like a calf. And they sparkled like the color of burnished bronze. And the hands of a man were under their wings and on their four sides. And each of the four had a face and wings. They had four faces, and it sounds like four wings. Amen. Is there more? Come on. Oh, that's more? Their wings touched one another. The creatures did not turn when they went, but each one went straight forward. And as for the likeness of their faces, each one had a face of a man. Each of the four had the face of a lion. On the right side, each of the four had a face of an ox. On the left side, and there's only one side left, none of the fourth a face like an eagle. Thus were their faces. Their wings stretched upward, two wings to of each. One touched one another, excuse me, and two covered their bodies. So this was getting interesting. And each one went straight forward. They went wherever the Spirit wanted to go. And they did not turn when they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, like the appearance of torches going back and forth among the living creatures. And fire was bright. And out of the fire went lightnings. And so, you know, you can read a lot more about these things that Ezekiel saw, and they just get more confusing and more confusing. So we just take a little bite at a time and chew that up, and that'll be enough. But Ezekiel wasn't the only person that ever saw these four creatures, these four living creatures. As a matter of fact, Isaiah saw them in chapter 6 and verse 1 and 2. It says, in the year that Uzziah died, King Uzziah, which happened to be Isaiah's cousin, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphims. Each one had six wings. With two he had covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And so we see that Ezekiel had a similar, not Ezekiel, and Isaiah had a similar vision, and we know John the Revelator had a vision. And the vision he saw was in Revelation chapter 4. And before the throne, there was a sea of glass. Hallelujah. Have you ever pictured the throne room of God? There was a sea of glass before the throne, and in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures. And here are these four creatures, full of eyes in front and back. And first living creature was like a lion. The second living creature was like a calf. The third living creature had a face like a man. And the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. The fourth living creature, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within. And they do not rest day or night, saying, Holy, 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 the Lord God Almighty, whom was and who is to come. And so we see John the Revelator also had a vision, and specifically talking about the four creatures that are before the throne of God. And their description, you'll notice, might be a little different. Hallelujah. And there was a reason for that. How do you describe something that there's no such thing like that on planet Earth? We got to use a human language to describe something that's not human, something that's rare. And you wouldn't say it had a neck like a giraffe, or you could liken things. But what I'm trying to say is that these three men were trying to explain something that weren't human. They were heavenly beings, and they were using the English language to try to describe what they saw. So all they could say was, it was like this, or it was like that, or kind of resembled this, or kind of resembled that. And so you don't get a real accurate description. They're just doing the best they can to describe what they saw. And they saw the four living creatures, really, that it wasn't a normal human experience for them. And you know, could you imagine if we backed it up in Revelation a couple of verses, which we won't, it talks about there's 24 thrones with 24 elders on them before the throne of God. And then there's talks about the seven torches or the seven spirits of God that are present there in the throne room of God. And can you get a picture of this in your mind? Then there's the sea of glass. Then there's four living creatures. Then there's our Father that's on the throne. Who can enter into the throne room of God? Who can get past all these line of defense? Amen. Jesus said on Calvary, it is finished. And the veil of the temple was rent from top to bottom. Hallelujah. And we have access into the very throne room of God. Hallelujah. And because God has given us a password, and the password is in Jesus' name. Amen. It gives us access to the very throne room of God. And how many times have you come and said, Father, I come in the name of your Son, Jesus. Hallelujah. What a great privilege we have. We can enter into this very throne room where all these living beings are. So here were these gentlemen, and all they had to try to explain what they had seen was the English language, and it wasn't helping them to give an accurate account. So Ezekiel and John and Isaiah are trying to explain what they experience through what they by the English language, and the throne of God, hallelujah, was coming in a whirlwind, and out of it came four angelic beings that God created, and they were highly intelligent beings in that God had created, and they come out of the whirlwind. And we already talked. Each one had four faces. And how many faces would you prefer? And one like a man, right side like a lion, left side like a ox, in the back was like an eagle. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, like I said earlier, this whirlwind was engulfing itself. It was imploding. And it was the King of Glory showing up on the scene. You know what Ezekiel called these four living creatures? He called them seraphims. And Ezekiel in chapter 10 calls them cherubims. And I'm sure cherubims and seraphims, they have a different characteristics. Maybe they're a little difference in appearance. Hallelujah. But I noticed they had given him two names. If you want to read more about this vision, you know you're going to have to go to Ezekiel chapter 10. And if you're not confused now, you'll really be confused after reading that. And but why are we going through all this? Must be something in it for Durham Full Gospel Church, or I wouldn't bother bringing it up. And this vision of Ezekiel, and you know, it's all about the faithfulness of God, that these children of God were sent into captivity, and God didn't abandon them. He went in with them. Hallelujah. He was in that captivity with them because he was going to deliver them from their yesterday, and because he had a different tomorrow that he wanted to lead them into. Amen. And so here is the heart of God being revealed to us. Yeah. And the thoughts I have towards you aren't evil, but they're good. I want to give you a hope. I want to give you a future. He was the faithful God talking to the unfaithful children of Jerusalem. And it's the faithfulness of God. We were singing about it this morning. And you know, how many things are you concerned about in a week? And you may not worry about them, but you're concerned about this, you're concerned about that. And every once in a while, I get my dump truck full of concerns and I dump it all on Jesus. And I say, I can't control one thing. If I could, I would have a full head of hair. Like I told someone this morning, I would be pretty instead of rich. And well, I thought maybe in my next life I should be good looking instead of wealthy. I'm not wealthy and I'm not good looking, but God knows what I need. Amen. And I know I can trust in the faithfulness of God. And these captives were trusting in the faithfulness of God, and he was with them in their captivity. Amen. And because he was taking them somewhere, he wasn't finished with them. He was still working. God never gives up. We give up. He never gives up. And so he can come in a outrageous way, like he did with the whirlwind, or he can come quietly. And after 70 years, 50,000 Jews returned to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple and to rebuild the city and to plow the fields once again. 50,000. But there was a whole lot more than that in captivity. But, you know, after 70 years, you know, people died off. The children were taking over their farmlands, and they were entrenched now in business and working where they were, and they didn't want to return to Jerusalem. And so they stayed in their captivity, hallelujah, POWs. And 120 years after Ezekiel's vision, hallelujah, you have the story of Esther, where Esther is 120 years later. Queen Esther comes along. Hallelujah. And God's found in the story of Esther. And even though he's not mentioned, he's not spoken of, amen, he's hidden. And...